What was it about Arthur that caught your fancy, Ma? What was the most striking thing that... you said he was good looking and he had lots of girlfriends. Was it because he had lots of girlfriends that you wanted him, or what was it?
I don't know. He was real tall, real nice looking, and real sense of humor and lots of jokes. And I don't know, I just hit it all right off, but I hit it off with every boyfriend that I ever knew boy that came to town. I got them first. And then if I didn't want them, then my girlfriends got them. Because they were other boys. They were other boys in the camp that was after Mamie, but Mamie just, I don't know. But I don't know. I just thought maybe I better have him because he seemed like he... And my father liked him, but my mother didn't. And when I married him, my whole family disowned me.
So when was it that you got married to Arthur, and where did you first live?
Well, 3 years later, I was 21 years of age, and he's 2 or 3 years older than me. And we were still living at Messer, only we were living what they called the Rock Barn at the time, still working for Dr. Moore, a famous polio doctor out of Oklahoma City. And he'd come down, he'd ride a horse down, or he'd drive the T-model down, and he'd drink like a sieve, but I thought that was like a television drinking. When you married, you just turned that off, and that was the end of that. But I really got fooled there. And, I know, we kept going together, and I kept hoping, and that maybe one day I'd nail him, and I'd go visit his sister because we were the same age, and we'd go to dances. He didn't dance, but I did. And he'd be outside drinking, and I'd be inside dancing. And sometimes we'd steal a horse. One time we stole a horse to ride home because we didn't want to walk. And we doubled in the saddle, and then when we got home, we tied it to a tree because we knew he'd pass right by that tree, and he'd get his old horse. And then finally, one day he asked me to marry him, and there was a minister there by the name of Testament, and we just took Mr. Guthrie and Ms. Guthrie and Rosalie, and we went up, and then kids come to the door. He had a whole string of kids. He says, "Oh, there's something up the creek, I know, because somebody's knocking on the door. Must be a wedding." So we said, "I do," in just a few minutes, but I had been to many a shivery. Was he rode the man on the rail and put the woman on the bed, and I wasn't about to have that happen to me. So me and Arthur went home. We got us a blanket. We went up the cotton field. We slept there because we didn't want to be shivering. And yeah, that was the thing they had down there in the South that they did when people got married. And they'd straddle a man on the rail, and they'd stick the woman under the bed and throw rice all over. And then Mr. Guthrie was. They had Indian in them some way or another, but we never did know the story about that. And he said, "I'm getting married again, and we have this Indian rights on this piece of property here, and I don't want to live here, so if you and Arthur wants this old house, you can just hang around, and then you can have it, but you have to live on it, because once you get off of it, you can't come back on it." Well, that sounded all right to him and me, so we decided to do that, but... And my brother didn't have any work, so he come up to live with us, and him and Arthur sawed wood, and that's how we got our living. And we were going to town one day to sell some wood to get food, and the house burnt down while we were gone. Burnt up everything we had, everything Otis had, and everything Mr. Guthrie had, and Rosalie, the sister that was now living with us because her mother had passed away. But he went on and married and moved to town, and we stayed in what they called the seed pen because they made them real tight because they could put grain in there and the rats couldn't get in. So while we were living there, I had Leon. And then we moved to Hugo and bought a lot in town, and me and him built a house, a board house. And Merle was born while we lived there, and also my sister lived with us, and she had Morris. While we lived there. And then we didn't have a well, and it's hard to get water up there, and we didn't have any money to bring water in, and so we sold the house. I don't remember what we got for it. And we moved back out to Messer, because you could just move in out on any old thing out. And we moved out to Messer, and we had an old horse called Preacher. And the old horse would pull a car, pull a wagon, or pull whatever. So we got everything, piled it in the old car that we owned, and we put old Preacher behind the car, and we went out to Messer. And we made a crop that year, and we raised everything, the tractor running on, just everything just turned to everything. And then he had a sister that was sure wanted us to share crop for them. And so we went over and moved in this little house near Muddy Lane, and we worked for them. Way down upon the Shawnee River, far, far away, there's where my heart is turning ever, there's where the old folks stay. All up and down the whole creation, sadly I roam, still longing for the old plantation and for the old folks at home.